So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Love Island's Callum Hole reveals whether he's still with Maddie Wilcox. Love Island winners Claudia Bonifacio and Austin Bajega reveal their exciting plans for their future. And a Bachelor star at the centre of Married at First Sight's biggest ever scandal was dating the groom until the day of his wedding. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Love Island's most surprising finalists, Callum Hole and Maddie Wilcox, have revealed whether they're still together in real life. Speaking to So Dramatic after the finale, the former fuckboy explained that they never became official while in the villa, but that was mostly due to their short time together. Callum explained that while they're still not official, they're definitely more than just friends. He told us, "We're just keeping it casual to see what happens. We get to see each other very often, but we're not official or anything like that. We're just going at our own pace." After Mads entered the villa as one of the final intruders, Callum's mindset seemed a world away from the crying over Layla John being dumped from the villa. While many fans couldn't help but feel sorry for his first love interest loss, it turns out that they decided to go their separate ways when she left. Callum confirmed, "I got in contact with Layla when I came out of the villa. I basically just explained to her that I'd met Mads. Layla had told me before she left, 'I want you to try to find another connection and continue your journey.' So that's exactly what I did. But I don't think Layla was expecting me to have such a strong connection with Maddie and stay until the end." Callum confirmed that he's still friends with Layla, but he's only interested in Maddie now, and aww. Love Island's Claudia and Austin have revealed their heartwarming future plans to move in together very soon. The winning couple admitted to So Dramatic that having a long-distance relationship had been torture after spending so much time together in the villa, so they've fast-tracked their goal to live together. Austin has been based in Sydney since they flew back from Mallorca. Meanwhile, Claudia has been living with her family in Adelaide. Claudia admitted, "It was really hard. He was great, though. He reassured me every day. But it's hard because you just miss them." On the bright side, they explained that the distance had made it so much better because when you get to see the person, you're excited. Austin said, "It's added more depth to our connection and the love that we have. I feel like not many people can say that they can do long distance. We have that under our belt now. It's strengthened and deepened our love and connection." The loved up couple had been flying between states to see each other every 2 weeks, but they eventually decided that Austin would temporarily move in for the new future with Claudia and her family. They plan on finding a little apartment together in Adelaide before both returning to Sydney. Love that for them. The Bachelor's 2023 contestant at the centre of Married at First Sight's biggest ever scandal was dating TV groom Harrison Boone until his wedding day. It was recently unveiled that a doozy drama had rocked the 10th season of Married at First Sight after bride Bronte Schofield's maid of honour and Bachelor contestant Jessica Tomlinson recognised Harrison as her co-star's bae. Now So Dramatic can exclusively reveal that the Bachelor suitor in question was seeing Harrison until he left to film the show. Sliding into our DMs, a source close to the contestant said she'd been seeing him for several weeks in the lead up to the wedding. The source explained she saw him the day he left to go on the show. Now, whilst Harrison originally said he would message her and try to see her on weekends off during filming, the father of one quickly got scared. The insider continued, "I think producers might have scared him saying, 'You cannot talk to anyone.' So he said he couldn't see her anymore the night after the wedding and blocked her on Instagram." Or perhaps he actually likes his expert-appointed wife? Possibly. Stranger things have happened. According to Yahoo Lifestyle, Harrison was exposed at his wedding for hooking up with another woman hours before walking down the aisle. The insider explained, "As soon as the groom arrived at the ceremony, the maid of honor knew she recognized him from somewhere. She couldn't believe it when she actually realized it was the guy her friend was hooking up with." Daily Mail later added that an insider said Jessica was desperate to get her 5 minutes of fame in deciding to tell Bronte on camera. Ugh, caught in 4K. We need this Married at First Sight scandal on our screens ASAP. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. For more information or for more tea, please head to our website, sodramaticonline.com. While you're there, make sure you've signed up for our newsletter so you don't miss a thing. And make sure you're also following us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter to keep up to date with the latest throughout the day. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place tomorrow. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily. So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we have recorded this podcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.